Today's All Saints Sunday. And I asked the question today, what it really means to be a saint. And I asked the kids to think about what it was to be a saint. In some traditions, to be labeled a saint, you have to meet certain requirements. One of the requirements is that you must have a certain number of miracles associated with your name. Either used to be three, and some now I think it may be two, verifiable miracles that were associated with your name. You must also have a time of non-corruption of the body, which means after you die, after a period of years, they open your casket up and your body should not have deteriorated. So, others sometimes means that you must have other kind of signs. Have you ever heard of something called the stigmata? Stigmata is the reference to the showing on your personal body of some of the wounds of Christ. Perhaps the most famous of those would be St. Francis and, Padre Pio. And what they have is they have wounds that are not of human origin in their hands, often in their feet. And they just come and they go and they bleed and they stop. And so God has given to them these signs that they have been doing something special. But it doesn't take a sign or a miracle to be a saint. What it takes to be a saint is to be a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ. Today we remember the saints in our service with the lighting of the candles. Perhaps you have a saint or someone that you would like to be remembered or have been remembered. In your bulletin there are quite a list of those who are remembered. I'm not going to read those off today. I also gave the opportunity last night for all those who were here to name saints that have been in their life. And over 100 additional were given to us to put on the altar this morning. So those lights up there are in memory and honor of the saints that have gone on before. Now, the scripture lesson we had read today was from the book of Revelation. And there's a lot of preachers who like to preach from the book of Revelation. You see, it was written in a time of turmoil and struggle when the Romans were actually persecuting Christians. And John, who wrote the book of Revelation, had been persecuted and sent to the island of Patmos. And in his time there, he had this vision from God. And he wrote the vision down, which is the book of Revelation. Now, there are a lot of people who won't like to preach from that because they say that everything that's happening today is reflective in the book of Revelation. Every generation has claimed that they are living in the end times of the world, that they are living in the times of Revelation. Perhaps those who lived in the time of World War II, and it may have been some of us in this room, remember that the revelation was that Hitler was the Antichrist. Every generation believes that they're living in those times, and they look for signs of the end times. In the reading today, from the book of Revelation, the reading begins with John looking into the kingdom of heaven. And as he's looking into the kingdom of heaven, the first thing he sees God on his throne in the kingdom. And in his hand, he's holding a scroll that's been rolled up and sealed with seven seals. And standing in front of the throne, as though he was protecting God, is a mighty, strong, big angel. And the angel is sad. He's gone, no one is worthy. Who is unworthy? Who is worthy to open the scrolls and tell us what's going to happen? Who is worthy to do this? There is none worthy to do this. Because the angel is expecting the being that is to be worthy to be strong and powerful and be able to defeat him and take the scroll from God's hand. But over here, the elders, the saints, have all gathered. And the angel looks over and he sees in the middle of the gathering what appears to be a lamb with seven horns. Seven horns represent royalty in this. These are the seven horns of royalty. But the lamb that is in the midst of them has been slain, has been killed, but yet it's alive. And the saints go, don't fear, for there is one. And the lamb comes and he shows himself to the angel. And the angel says, worthy is this one, for he has taken on. He has taken on the sins of the people. Of all people. Not just a specific group. Not just the Jews. Not just the Gentiles. But of all people. And because of his sacrifice, the lamb, imagine a lamb and this big angel, the lamb is more powerful than the big angel. Because it isn't through strength. It isn't how big and strong you are. It's how strong you are inside. Some of the most powerful people in the world are not the football players. Some of the ones that make the biggest impression and do the best appear to be the weakest. Saint Francis, Mother Teresa, those who were willing to sacrifice for the kingdom. The Lamb comes forward and he is able to take the scroll and open the seals, which reveal what will happen in the future. But curious enough, he doesn't tell us what's going to happen in the future. He takes the scroll and he opens it up and he reads it. He closes it back up. And he doesn't tell. He doesn't tell because what happens in the future isn't what is most important. It's not what happens in the future, it's now. That's most important. Don't be worried about what's going to happen tomorrow. Don't worry about the Antichrist. Don't worry yourself about all the stuff that's going on. Be now. And be the best now you can be. Be the best now you can be. Be the saint. Live in the moment. Care for your brothers and sisters now. Care for your brothers and sisters now. And you will be among the saints in the kingdom. It says myriad of myriad, thousands upon thousands, all of these have gathered around the throne and around the Lamb. And they all sing out with joy and praise, "Blessed is the Lamb who was worthy to be slain. Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord." Not the angel, but the Lamb. The Lamb. And so we light these candles in memory and honor of the Lamb of God and those who have entered into the kingdom as the saints of God.